Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. President Biden speaks to the nation. State Department issues a warning. Sidney Powell pleads guilty, and prices just won't drop. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden spoke to the nation last night, making the case why we need to pass a $100 billion aid package, including $10 million for Gaza, which is, of course, going right to Hamas. His speech bounced back and forth between Hamas and Putin and Ukraine, equating Ukraine and Israel, and then warned America against Islamophobia. Meanwhile, Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen fired three missiles that were intercepted by the USS Carney, a Navy destroyer in the Red Sea. They were headed north. And if you look at a map, north of Yemen is Israel. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution alert for any American overseas to exercise increased caution due to increased tensions in various locations around the world. This is all Americans everywhere. The State Department also said there's an increased potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens. On top of that, the U.S. Embassy in Beirut urged Americans to leave the country as soon as possible. I'm concerned about a Benghazi-like situation. Sidney Powell, remember her? From the 2020 election aftermath, release the Kraken, Sidney Powell. She pled guilty in Georgia to a racketeering case. That racketeering case with Trump and 17 others. So she'll serve 6 years probation, be fined $6,000, and have to write an apology letter to Georgia and its residents. And she will now be making a recorded statement for prosecutors and testify against Donald Trump. She is the most prominent person who is now working with the prosecution against the former president. She pled to six counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. That's her crime. Home sales are at their lowest pace in 13 years. Why? Because so many people have low rates. More than 60% of homeowners have mortgage rates below 6%. Of course, they're now reluctant to sell their house and buy new ones now that rates are above 8%. So sales are down 15%. From a year ago, but prices are still high. The median existing home sales price in September was 3% above a year ago. So interest rates are sky high and the prices aren't dropping. I'm Mike Slater. Have a wonderful weekend. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. There are two socialists in this country who get an enormous amount of media attention. Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sanders is a hardcore Marxist who believes Americans should subjugate themselves to a federal government which will dictate who has what and control almost every aspect of life. His prevailing philosophy is that capitalism oppresses people and the free marketplace should not be free. Miss Alexandria is different. She's a trendy socialist who has few solutions to serious problems. Her lack of understanding about how the world works is simply frightening. The latest is her call for a ceasefire in the Hamas-Israel conflict. Ocasio-Cortez does not believe Israel should destroy Hamas. But what about that terror group killing thousands of innocent Israeli civilians? If a ceasefire is achieved, then Hamas would not be destroyed and could massacre people again, right? The Congresswoman cannot answer that question because she's not smart enough to answer it. She shows her ignorance every time she's interviewed. No solutions all the time. My prediction for Miss Alexandria is that she will find a safe place on The View. Down the road, we will see her as a well-paid co-host. She still won't know anything, but at least she'll be in her element. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Wayne, concierge member. And again, concierge membership, BillO'Reilly.com. O'Reilly Mayorkas is not doing a bad job. He is doing exactly what he's been told to do, which is open up the border and get as many people in here as fast as possible so they can vote. That's a bad job, Wayne. Violating immigration law is a bad job. I don't care what he's told to do. You're told to do something that you shouldn't do, you resign. Bad job. Kevin Wheeler, British Columbia, Canada. What do you make of the recent reporting that Netanyahu has been encouraging the Arab countries to prop up Hamas along with Iran in order to undermine any possibility of a two-state solution? Oh, conspiracy, dumb stuff. That's what I make of it. Leona Kearns, Augusta, Georgia. I'm so angry the Democrats are deliberately stalling the election of Speaker of the House. No, they're not. Democrats have nothing to do with it. Democrats are never going to vote for a Republican to be Speaker of the House ever under any circumstances. They're not the ones doing it. It's Gates and all those people. Come on. You got to be fair. Lois Buell, Tucson, Arizona. Your remarks about the left term Marist College. Mirrors exactly what happened at my alma mater, Hartwick. It's in upstate New York. I know it. Look, many colleges have veered sharply to the left. And your alumni, if you don't like that, don't give them any money. Mike Zakim, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Love the No Spin News. He reported that much of the millions raised by the Democratic Party comes from Hollywood people. I know you say you're not a boycott person, but I am, and I'm not going to watch these films. Well, look, the entertainment industry is listing, let's put it that way. It's not in good shape at all. And I'll go to see a movie if I'm interested in it. But I know who's behind the Hollywood stuff. I don't like them, but I'm not going to let it, seep into my life at that level. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 77 years ago, 10 Nazi leaders were hanged at Nuremberg, Germany, for crimes against humanity. The executions ended the biggest military tribunal in history. Here is the story. Trial began November 1945, about 8 months after the war ended. It was conducted by representatives from the USA, Soviet Union, France, and Great Britain. The defendants, 200 high-ranking Nazis, faced charges ranging from property theft to genocide. 161 convicted, 37 sentenced to death. On October 16, 1946, 10 members of the Third Reich were hanged at Nuremberg. They were Joachim von Ribbentrop, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Wilhelm Frick, Minister of the Interior, Alfred Rosenberg, head of the Reich Ministry for Occupied Eastern Territories, Wilhelm Keitel, high commander of the German army, Ernst Kaltenbrunner, chief officer of the SS, Hans Frank, governor general of occupied Poland, Julius Streicher, founder and publisher of the anti-Semitic newspaper Der Stürmer, Franz Sokel, head of the Labor Department, Alfred Jodl, chief operations for the German army, Arthur Inkvart, governor general of occupied Netherlands. These were all heinous individuals, awful people. Now, one of the biggest Nazis, Hermann Göring, head of the Air Force, died a few hours before his execution because he committed suicide by swallowing a cyanide tablet he had hidden from the guards. Some say an American guard gave him the cyanide. And here's something else you might not know. The town of Nuremberg was selected as both a compromise and a symbolic act. The Allies each wanted to host the trials in their respective countries. It was decided that Nuremberg would be the site because it was routinely featured in Nazi propaganda and was considered the birthplace of the party. The tribunal was held inside the Palace of Justice. Before the trial, German prisoners were forced to remove all the swastikas from the court building. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.